We've had a number of reports of people who were targeted after making these are withdrawals from the counter rather than from an ATM. So with people who needed a significant amount of cash, substantial amount, and they had withdrawn it from their account. But obviously somebody overheard that they were going withdrawing this money either in the queue or in the building or by some other way or means, but they were definitely followed. We know that. And when they went back to their vehicle, in one case it was a car, the other case it was a van, they drove off. But after some time, when they went back to the vehicle, they discovered in one case that the money was taken out of the glove box, in the other case the window was smashed and the money removed.
And do we know what areas in particular of the county that this has happened in?
Yes, one area, one report we have is from Letterkenny, where a person had been in the financial institution in the town, had left, had put money into their car and had driven off and parked the car. Now, whether they forgot that they had this money in the car, or I think the money seemed to be in the car for some time, and they went back and was gone. The other case was a workman who put the money withdrew the money in the south of the county, and he put it into his glove box, and he's adamant that he locked his van, but when he went back, the money was gone as well. So, look, the matter's under investigation, but at the same time, we would just be concerned that people are being targeted by whatever means that people are gathering knowledge that substantial withdrawals are being made. So we just issued a bit of advice if you need to get a substantial sum of money to consider that the transaction could be carried out either by electronic transfer or a bank draft rather than handling cash. Because when you handle cash, you do become a target. If it's acquired, pre-book it rather than having to go up and explain your case at the counter so that the staff in the financial institution know when you come in that you're going to collect the money. And just be careful of people, what we call social engineering, which is people hanging around in close proximity, watching or listening in conversations. When you return to your vehicle, just be ready to go away and drive away. Don't be going on another errand or for another message and leaving the car and leaving the sum of cash in the locked vehicle. And just be aware then that maybe somebody is following or shadowing you while you're on foot or driving your car. So. And the most important one, the last one, is if you're a victim of crime, report it. We need to know about this.